Welcome to the Primal Pioneer, a no-nonsense podcast teaching you how to rewild your life and heal your body using nature's medicine kit. I'm your host, Heather Shepherd, classical homeopath, author of The Sunlight RX, and alternative healer. For the past decade, I've been helping people overcome acute and chronic health disorders and brain injuries using a 100% natural approach. Enjoy this episode and subscribe to this podcast to stay informed about your body, your health, and how to lead the healthiest life possible, even amidst our crazy modern world.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I am going to talk about cell phones, dangers, and solutions to help support your health. Usually all we hear about are the dangerous things about cell phones, the negative health impacts, which I'll talk about today, or we just ignore those and keep using it, but we never really have solutions. So today I'm going to teach you how to hardwire your cell phone, why it's a good, solid health practice. I'm going to talk about my concerns around cell phones, and I'm going to share my own personal journey around basically breaking up with my cell phone and what I've noticed with regard to my health since doing so. So it's really important to know that there's solid evidence with regard to the negative health effects of cell phones, cell phone towers, satellites. Many people are becoming more and more aware and concerned about this topic, and for very, very good reason. But due to the convenience and addictive nature of cell phones, and due to this, the false security that most people feel around their cell phone, people have accepted the negative health effects. We tend to do, or many people, I should say, especially those who listen to this podcast, you do a lot of things to help support your health, a lot of things with your diet, with supplements, with homeopathy, with sunlight, etc. And in order to really, truly support your health on the deepest layer we possibly can, we have to take the next step and start to bring more awareness and safe practices around cell phone use. I'm going to get into that today. But today, people have become okay with, cell phones cause cancer, and maybe they cause insomnia, and maybe they cause some anxiety, and, you know, et cetera. We've become okay with this because of what they provide us for. We're okay with the trade-off, or because we don't see or accept or notice the immediate health effects that our cell phone has on our health, we accept it. We're okay with it. And the culture has basically, and by that I mean the government, cell phone companies, etc., and the medical system, everything is wireless today. You get your blood work results online. Everything is done through this wireless network. And the culture, the government has funneled us into having less personal attachments with each other. This is a whole other side effect. And now instead, they've basically lured us into creating a quote-unquote secure attachment with our phones and devices. So just before I get into this episode, this is really important to understand that humans are supposed to form secure attachments starting at conception and birth with one another. And that first attachment, that first secure attachment, is supposed to be with our parents and our family. And this is fundamental in the development of healthy human beings, of feeling a secure attachment. And this is a core reason why children with parents who are abusive, who are absent, who are negligent, who are alcoholics, who are drug addicts, or who are in an unhealthy marriage or partnership. Often these children, children of these parents, aren't able to form secure, safe, healthy attachments from a young age, and this fuels violence. This fuels drug addiction. This fuels unhealthy relationships in our kids as they get older. This fuels alcoholism. This fuels depression and so forth. And the government and the powers that be know exactly what they're doing with these tech advancements, with the stay at home and shelter in place, with the stay 6 feet apart. This is all supporting this distance from each other. The cell phones, all the 5G, every time we go up on our devices, it continues to fuel this. No longer do we have a secure attachment, or do we even think about or understand or know how to have a secure attachment with each other. It is now done with an artificial intelligence device. And this is, if you just listen to the beginning of this podcast, that should be enough to be like, holy shit, something is very off here. And by your children witnessing you having this interaction with your devices, by them interacting with their devices like this, we're setting the stage for a very disconnected, even though it may seem like we're connected, this is going to fuel a very disconnected society. And this is hugely problematic. So these tech, quote unquote, tech advancements that seem to happen almost every, I mean, it's every day now, like every week, it's so often. There's a new this and a new this device and upgrade this phone and 5G and 6G is coming at this time and faster speed this. It's a total crapshoot. It's a totally addictive, pattern programming that they have basically sucked everybody into. And our dependence on our devices now severs our attachments to people, to family, to relationships, to social interactions, and substitutes the device for this role. And this makes people not only easier to track, easier to control, easier to monitor, easier to target. They also know it makes us more sick. It creates disconnection, which is going to create more violence, more addictive behaviors, more anxiety, more suicidal thoughts, more suicidal tendencies, and more relationship issues. So boom, as soon as you have those, you're in the system. So if you can stay addicted to their device, your health will be manipulated, and your relationships will be manipulated in a way that funnels you and keeps you tethered to their system. And not only that, it exposes people to literally, I'm not kidding, there's a shit ton of radiation emitted from, we're not even talking about Wi-Fi. I'm not even focusing on that in this episode. That adds in a whole other realm and exposure to radiation. We're just talking about, or I'm just talking about today, cell phone exposure and use. There is a ton of radiation emitted from these devices. And even if your device is in airport, which I'll talk about as we get into this episode, it's still emitting radiation. And I'm going to teach you how to even more so reduce that. But also, if your phone is in the off position, the radiation that it's emitting is low, but it is still present. You can still track a phone using certain military equipment even when the phone is in the freaking off position. They know what they're doing, and nobody cares because everybody's basically addicted to it. And I'm not going to say that I've been not addicted to my phone, because very much have been, and I've had to be very, very mindful and cognizant of, like, okay, I am stepping out of this practice And I am going to take measures on how to do my work, how to talk to my sister who lives in Africa, how to talk to my nieces and nephews who live in Madagascar, how to talk to my mom and dad who live in upstate New York. Well, I can, you know, without harming my health, because those relationships are extremely important to me. And my relationship with you all and getting this information out to you all is a huge part of my purpose. It is very, very important to me. But I am not, I got to a point and gradually over time where I am not willing to expose myself to this ongoing radiation and noticing the health effects that it has had in my health, which I'll also talk about, in order to do these things. And there are ways, if you're like, well, fuck, how am I going to be connected to anyone? How am I going to do this? How am I going to post here? How am I going to talk to this person? It's possible. I'm going to teach you how during this episode. So, our cell phones, our devices, really, it's creating a false sense of security that basically ruptures our ability to form healthy attachments to other people. And it takes a huge toll on our health as well. So throughout this episode, I'm going to teach you how to get rid of your cell phone if you want, okay? You don't have to get rid of your cell phone. You know, I'm going to teach you some other safer practices on how to interact with your cell phone if you decide to keep it after this episode. I still have a cell phone, and I'll talk about that. I'm going to talk about how to use it less. I'm going to talk about alternate options so you can do your work or research or communication online, out in the or in the world without the addictive effects, the disconnecting effects, the negative health effects that cell phones very much present. And you're going to leave the episode knowing, okay, here's what I need to do to reduce cell phone exposure. Here's how I can still stay connected. And here are some solutions as to how I can move in a more forward-moving direction around my cell phone and cell phone use. Now, before I get into this episode, I want to announce that my Foundations of Homeopathy course, it's available for pre-sale on my site. And this is an online self-paced course that teaches you the foundations of this ancient medicine. And during the course, I'm going to teach you all about homeopathic potencies, how to know which potency is the most appropriate for each case. Most people have no idea about this, even practicing homeopaths. They just give potencies because, oh, just give a 30C or a 200C, but they don't know why they're giving that potency. You're going to understand when to give a certain potency and why. You're going to learn when to repeat a remedy, when to give a single dose, when to repeat the dose. I'll also get into root causes of disease, how homeopathy reverses root causes of disease, which we call genetic predisposition today. I'll teach you all about the importance of symptoms and the aggravation phase after a remedy is administered. I'll talk about a lot more, including a bonus session on the importance of acute diseases and how to treat those in non-suppressive ways. So the official release date for the course is 1/5/23, and you can save $100 by signing up for the pre-sale price from now through Christmas on my site, heatharshepherd.com, heatharshepard.com. Go to the homeopathy tab, you'll see the foundations course, and you can learn more and pre-register there. Okay, let's talk about cell phones, how to get rid of your phone if you're ready to do so, or at least how to bring more awareness to what's actually happening with cell phone use, how to reduce your use, and how to bring in some safer practices, including how to hardwire your cell phone. So let's see. First, I want to start by sharing my personal experience with cell phones. my iPhone, and specifically what I've seen personally, the effects of my cell phone use and how they've affected my health. And I want to preface by saying, if you own a cell phone, okay, let's just be real. Most families do. Most families actually own several, at least one per family member. But, so everyone owns a cell phone, but let's say you or a family member, they don't think that they have or are suffering any negative health effects from the cell phone. Straight up, you're lying to yourself because nobody is what's the word I'm looking for here? Fill in the blank. Nobody is immune. There it is. Nobody is immune from the side effects, the negative health effects that cell phones have on health. And the effects, the negative health effects that cell phones have on health, they're real, they're insidious, and they can develop rapidly, or they can develop slowly over time, making you think or believe that the cause is from some other source. And let's be real, in disease, things are often multifactorial. Everybody has a genetic predisposition to some condition or a few conditions, etc. And cell phone use, constant exposure to non-native EMFs, non-native meaning not from nature, non-native, they're basically human-made. This is also a form of stress. I talk about all the time, I talk about how stressors activate genetic predisposition, moving us deeper into our genetic predispositions and the diseases we are genetically predestined for. So cell phone use, Wi-Fi use, you can put any non-native EMF exposure, is a stressor and can absolutely activate genetic predisposition. And I'll talk about a few of those specifically that they activate, but they can in this episode, but they literally, your exposure to cell phones, to Wi-Fi, etc., no matter what your genetic predisposition is, over time, that continuous insult, that continuous stressor will absolutely activate your genetic predispositions. But here's the thing. Okay, so for the naysayers out there, oh no, I don't feel anything from using my cell phone. I feel fine. I don't feel any different. And, we think our chronic fatigue or our diarrhea or our digestive issues or our migraine headaches or our depression or our anxiety isn't made worse by our cell phone, or that genetic predisposition isn't activated by our cell phone. And that is a straight up lie. It absolutely will activate and contribute to anything your have a genetic predisposition to. But here's the thing, because if you never take a break from your phone, if you never turn it off, if your family members always have their devices on, you never give your body a break, a retreat from this type of energy, from these non-native EMFs. And it can be harder to link in our brains the side effects until you actually take a break at like minimum 7 days, minimum. And even better if you can take this break out of a city, because let's just be real. If you live in a city and your neighbors have devices, the Wi-Fi, the whole thing, everybody's sucked and funneled into this wireless technology, thinking that it's like they're doing it because it's a benefit to us. So they never do anything that's a benefit to us. The longer you take a break and the less exposure you can have, not only from your own device, but hey, if you live in the city and that's where you, that's what all you can do right now, then do it. Like, take the break, Do it. I'll teach you how to hardwire things here so you can, you know, really. The point of the break is to notice what you feel and experience in your body when you're not tethered to the cell phone. And the longer break you take, the more obvious the side effects will become. And also the effects can be much more noticeable the higher up in G's you go. So like, let's say you live in a 5G city, taking a break from your cell phone, you should notice more, let's say, than somebody who lives in a 3G area. And as soon as you go up in G's, there's more, not only more radiation exposure from the tower and the satellite itself, but also from your phone. So if your phone only has 3G capability, which I'm sure they'll get rid of at some point in time in the near future here, but let's say you can only go to 3G, then that device will be emitting less radiation than a device that's capable of 5G, you know, working in a 5G environment. Of course, the negative effects are still going to be there. It's not like 3G, oh, it's safe. It's not, there's no G that's safe, but the health effects all will likely develop over a slower period of time than 4G, 5G plus, etc. So for me, I'm someone who now goes several days without turning on my cell phone, which was inspired by our move to a rural area that actually doesn't have cell service. Honestly, it's kind of like we live in a third world country. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but it's basically like we live in a third world country. It's hysterical. I love it. There's a lot of things that I really, really love about that. And one of them is there's no cell towers and it's a slower pace of life, but then it's like I've been trained to be in this modern, fast-paced life still. And like, oh, I want a mailbox at the where to get my mail. You know, I want to sign up for a mailbox. Like, I can get that in a day. Not where I live. It took a 1 month and going through an act of Congress to get a mailbox and like talking to the postman personally about which box to get. It was a whole thing. I'm telling you, everything operates at a much slower pace out here. And it's causing me to work through a lot of things. And there's also a lot of benefits to it as well. And one of which is just a boatload less of EMF exposure in general. So my cell phone doesn't get service here. So we knew this buying the farm. We were like, okay, we're really going for it. We have to do research. We have to find out how do we actually do our work, the work that we love? How do we actually talk to our family, talk to our friends without getting blasted with radiation every day? And so for me, like many people today, you know, much of my work is online and I've had to figure out safe ways to be online without the negative health effects. I'm here to tell you it's possible, but it takes an effort. It's not just like, oh, call the internet company and they'll come and install your internet. It's like, no, you call the internet company and they come and you tell them, I do not want a Wi-Fi router. Get that thing out of my house. I'm not paying for that. It's like 250 bucks a pop for a Wi-Fi router. No thanks. And we're just completely hardwired in. No router. Don't even need a router. It's a total crapshoot. You can have these little, God, what are they called? I'll think of it by the end of the episode, but you can have these little plugins for your Ethernet and you can get them at Tech Wellness, which is an amazing company, and I'll talk about them because you're gonna need to call on them in order to hardwire your computer and your cell phone. But literally, no router, completely hardwired, completely Ethernet in the house, okay? Because Wi-Fi is just as insidious and toxic as cell phones are. So, you know, we had to think, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to stay connected? How are we going to continue our work without being blasted with radiation 24/7. Today, now literally that we're in this home, the only time I turn on my cell phone is to post on social media. It's like two times a week. And when I do so, I hardwire my cell phone into an Ethernet adapter, which I'll teach you how to do at the end of the episode. It's incredibly easy, okay? But nobody talks about this. We're not taught how to do it because it is easier to just use Wi-Fi, you know? That is the easy way. But I'm going to tell you, it's not that hard to hardwire your cell phone. Really not. So for years, I've, here we go about the health effects I've experienced. For years, I've had this symptom of muscle twitching. Man, couldn't, everything I tried, all day, night, random times, my muscles and my extremities, my back, my face, just twitching. Just randomly, they twitch, and sometimes they'd be small, and sometimes the twitches would be super violent, and nothing seemed to alleviate them, okay? And we've been on the farm here now for about a month. Yes, I think it's a month yesterday. And I've turned on my cell phone out of airport mode, thinking like, oh, before our internet got here, like, oh, maybe I can, you know, send this message or do this post real quick. No, didn't happen. But I've turned my cell phone on like once or twice trying to do that in the beginning before our internet was in. And other than that, cell phone's off. Unless I post on social media, I'll turn it on. And here's the thing, when you use an Ethernet cord to hardwire your cell phone, you keep it on airport mode the whole time. You don't even need to take it out of airport. So it's never looking for a signal, which is amazing. So I haven't had literally one month now, and we'll see. I'm like waiting, like, no, this can't be it. Like the muscle twitches have to come back. They were literally every day, multiple times a day. I haven't had one muscle twitch since getting to this property. And, you know, our neighbors, we have neighbors. It's not like we live in a cave. You know, we're not hardwired into a cave. You know, we have neighbors. They're more than 300 yards away, though. Our closest neighbor, I'd say they're probably maybe, gosh, it might be right around 300 yards, 400 yards. But that's how far you need to go to pick up somebody's Wi-Fi signal. Like just to register it, for your device to register it, it needs to be like 300 yards, less than 300 yards. So we don't even get anybody's Wi-Fi signal, which is a total plus. I haven't had one muscle twitch since getting to this property. And in the past, if I was on my cell phone too long, not only would I get muscle twitches or just always had them because I would always turn on my cell phone. Okay, I'm going to do my social media. I'm going to turn it off. I don't even use my cell phone that much when I did live in a city with cell service and et cetera. I hardly used it then, but still got this crap from it, the muscle twitches. And when I was on my cell phone too much, posting something or what have you, I would not sleep as well. I'd be more moody. My brain would feel more foggy and anxious. And since being without my phone, I literally sleep like some sort of hibernating bear each night, like literally. And my wife, she used to get vertigo whenever she turned her phone on. Literally, if she turned her phone on anywhere above a 3G environment, she would almost immediately get vertigo. The room was, she'd get dizzy, nauseous. The room would start spinning. She'd be like, I can't even use this thing anymore. She'd just turn it off. She's literally had zero vertigo since being on the farm here. So you see, for us, we also were aware of cell phone and radiation exposure, the side effects, where we know these things. We thought we were using safe practices when we did use our cell phone. I'm going to say there's really not too many safe practices when it comes to cell phone use, especially if it's on and out of airport mode. It's not safe. It's not even 100% safe when it is in airport mode, which I'll talk about more at the end of the episode. But we, even us, aware of these things, we needed this big break to notice the real effects that our cell phones were having on our health. And one thing that I'm noticing more and more in younger and younger people are tremors, and especially hand tremors. And this isn't just in old people. I'm literally seeing this in 20-year-olds, 30, 40-year-olds. And I know it's from cell phone use. People who are having hand tremors today that I know of, who are close to, or we're at least friends with, or is in the same peer group, we go over to their house for dinner, we hang out with them, we see them out somewhere, and hands are tremoring. I'm talking multiple people, young people. And I know, I just intuitively know that this is from holding the phone in the hand constantly and constantly having the phone on the body. But everybody, okay, hold the phone in the hand, scroll, 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 hold it in the hand, scroll, scroll, scroll. It's like, notice, like, pay attention to this. See if you notice it. People's hands, they're just having more ticks, tremors in general. Now, here's why this is happening, because I want to bring in, like, okay, why could this be happening on a physiological level? Because it's important to understand, you know, some people want to know, okay, why could this be happening? It's the same exact reason why I was having muscle twitching with cell phone exposure. And it's because exposure to microwave and radio frequency radiation, man-made radiation, it literally messes up electrolyte balance. It causes something called calcium efflux, where the radiation exposure literally dehydrates the cell. It dehydrates the mitochondria, and it does so by pushing calcium out of the cell, which this is if we need this for electrolyte, mineral balance, energy production in the cell. And but exposure to radiation, microwave, radio radiation, it pushes calcium out of the cell, which creates the cell to actually be dehydrated. When a cell is dehydrated, what do you have? You have tremors, you have twitches, you have spasms, you have these sort of intermittent disturbances in the muscle tissue. And the muscles, they are one of the tissues that have a lot of mitochondria density. So this is a very real thing that's happening in pretty much everyone who's constantly exposed to cell phone radiation. Now, what also happens here, because I want to take this a little bit further, is that exposure to cell phone use, it also increases the calcium that's circulating in the blood, which then also throws off vitamin D absorption and vitamin D balance, because calcium and vitamin D work in unison with one another to create homeostasis in the body, to create the proper pH in certain tissues of the body, to create a certain voltage throughout the body, to make sure that calcium is directed into the tissues where it's supposed to be, in an accurate way. Calcium is supposed to be in the bones. Calcium is supposed to be in the cells to help the neurons fire appropriately. So I want to mention this because this is also a big side effect of cell phone exposure. And just like quickly, really quickly as a side, now, I'm not a fan of vitamin D supplementation. I think many of you know this, and you can learn the details as to why. In two of, I think they were actually two of the most listened to episodes this 2022. I believe one was called Vitamin D and Autoimmunity, and the other one was about, I think it was the Spark D lamps, and why I'm not a fan of those. So if you want to learn more as to why I'm not a fan of vitamin D supplementation, go and take a listen to those two episodes. But I also want to add that supplemental D raises calcium levels in the bloodstream also to imbalance levels and can cause things like nausea, poor appetite. It can also cause the tremors, the twitches, the spasms, and everything. Also, what's also a main organ that it has this voltage to it, this rhythm to it, and this pulsation to it, it's the heart. So we have heart arrhythmias, heart palpitations. These things are also, let's say somebody has a genetic predisposition to heart disease and is constantly on their phone, exercises with it in their bra or whatever else, you know, they do with it, but they have it on their body. And then, you know, not everybody's going to get heart palpitations by using their cell phone, but people who have a genetic predisposition to arrhythmias, heart disease, palpitations, etc., they're the people who are going to experience this side effect from cell phone use. Other people who have a genetic predisposition to bone diseases like osteoporosis, osteopenia, they're going to have these side effects from using their cell phone because the calcium isn't going to be directed into their bones properly. This can happen also with vitamin D supplementation because it messes up the balance between vitamin D and calcium. And calcium then has nowhere to go, and so it ends up wreaking havoc on the physiology of the body. So these are really, really important things to know. Now, I'm going to also mention, because I never want anything to be doom and gloom, there's always solutions, there's always things you can do to support your health, that UVA and UVB light helps to revive, rehydrate, and reestablish electrolyte and electrolyte balance and proper voltage in the cell, which is just another amazing benefit of the Sunlight RX. If you haven't started the Sunlight RX, please go to my site, heathershepherd.com, and get a copy of the ebook. It's literally like $19, and you can use it for your entire life and gauge how to use the sun in a therapeutic way to start recharging your cells and replenishing your electrolytes and vitamin D levels and the whole nine yards, and detox from radiation sickness. If you don't think you suffer from radiation sickness today, again, it's like you're lying to yourself. Everybody today is suffering with some form of radiation sickness by being inundated with Wi-Fi, pretty much everyone 24/7, and cell phones 24/7. And if you live with multiple people, jack that number of and the amount of radiation you're being exposed to way up. It's a real thing. We have to take it much more seriously. Okay, let's talk about some of the other side effects of cell phone use, and then I'm going to teach you about safe practices. And you know, I want to talk about some of the side effects of cell phone use that actually are lesser known, because we know, okay, insomnia and maybe even the muscle twitches or tremors or headaches or brain tumors or these sort of things, right? People are like, oh yeah, I'll get a brain tumor from using my cell phone. But I want to talk about some of the lesser known yet super common side effects of cell phone use also, to just raise awareness around this situation. Now, I just also want to mention, for anyone who doubts anything I'm saying, or maybe you have a family member like who's not on board, or you're trying to convince them that, hey, wake the F up, this thing is killing you. Like, if you want proof, or if you need proof for somebody else, and they're open to it, usually if somebody wants proof and you show them the proof, they're like, oh yeah, I still don't believe it. But you know, if we can get this message out to people who are on the fence, or more open, right, then I encourage you to buy a copy of The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg. And this is truly a life-changing work of our time if you take the time to read it. And if people take the time to not only read it, but then take action as a result of what is shared in this book. And I am going to warn you, and I know I mention this book, you know, relatively often on this podcast, because this is a life-changing work if we take the time to read it and take it seriously. Because, well, before you purchase it, I'm going to warn you that this book is, it's deep, it's eye-opening, it's real, and the book is literally one of the most well-done, most well-researched pieces on non-native EMF concerns and negative health effects of our time. This dude who wrote this book, and actually, I live about an hour away from him now, and I'll often, I won't say often, but from time to time, if I have a question about EMFs, or if I have a question about something that I'm experiencing in my environment, and I think it's related to EMFs, I'll literally call Arthur, and I'll say, hey, what's up? And I always tell him, he's one of these dudes. He's so Uranian. He's so, what do I mean by that? If you don't know what that means, he's so outside of the box. He's like his own genius. You know, those people who are just like total geniuses that they're in their own land. This dude is that. He's a complete genius when it comes to non-native EMF, because his story was that he was training to be a medical doctor. Where was it? It's like Stanford, somewhere in California. So a prestigious MD school, because the dude's smart AF. He's very intelligent. And during his training, he got radiation sickness from X-ray. He was learning about X-rays, part of the curriculum, you know, et cetera. And they were doing the whole thing on X-ray. And Arthur got exposed to the X-ray and then had a very real, significant health effect and response from the X-ray radiation. Took him out of medicine school, threw him on this whole, he funneled all of that energy and his healing. He wanted to understand why it happened, what was going on. And this dude went, you talk about a rabbit. There's no rabbit hole deeper than Arthur Furstenberg. Maybe Jack Kruse with mitochondrial health, okay? But it's on par with that. So this guy, he has basically, he's committed his life to teaching people the real insidious negative health effects of non-native EMF exposure, cell phones, Wi-Fi, the whole gamut. And that's what The Invisible Rainbow is. And this work of his was fueled by his own personal healing crisis. He's a great guy. Literally, if you call him on the phone, he will talk to you. And he's this guy who will just give and give and give. And I'm like, Arthur, I always ask, I'm like, how are you doing? How's it going? Thank you so much for this. Because people just, you know, when somebody knows something about something, you know, people will just tend to hound that person, ask them questions. But it's like, hey, Arthur, how are you doing? How's life? Thank you for all you do. And then we get into talking about non-native EMF because he loves to talk about it. And he's so brilliant at this topic. It's The Invisible Rainbow. Okay. It's about 400 pages long. And there's literally an additional 150 pages about of research and science studies that he references about the negative health effects of non-native EMFs. So that was the plug for The Invisible Rainbow, which, Merry Christmas, okay? So when it comes to the negative health effects, specifically around cell phone use, I want to disclose a myth here that was even shocking to me when I began to learn about it, when I first read The Invisible Rainbow, because this is where I first started to hear about this specific side effect. And that is, we think that if we have our phone, if we have our cell phone on speaker, and it's not up to our ear and our brain, that it's safer. Damn, I wish that was true. But it actually isn't true. And not that I ever, ever encourage anyone to put a cell phone to their ear or anywhere on their body, because I never do. But the radiation that's emitted from the device goes up, your exposure to it goes up the further of a distance it is away from you. And, you know, I'm talking like if you have it like 100 yards or something, it's likely less. But if you're like 10 feet away, you're going to get more radiation from that thing being 10 feet away from you if you have it on speakerphone than if it was like closer to you. And this is because the signal has to travel a further distance in order to make it to you. So the pathway of radiation is longer, which increases your exposure. So I want to mention that because I thought it was like, oh, distance is your friend. And yeah, there is some validity to that, but there's also another side of the coin to that, in that the amount of radiation that is created with that distance, because the radiation has to, as long as your phone is on, it has to go that distance in order to get to you. And that's a key thing. I didn't know that. And, you know, that's one thing I learned after reading that book. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. And I also want to mention that cell phone use is also strongly linked to disruptions in the blood-brain barrier. And this is seen in only 2 minutes of exposure to the cell phone. And so even after 2 minutes, the radiation can penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And then diseases of this nature, predisposition. Hey, somebody has a predisposition to Alzheimer's. Somebody has a predisposition to neurological issues in the brain tumors, MS, strokes, cancer, etc. But also what's involved in the blood-brain barrier is our gut and our gut microbiome and the communication that goes between the vagus nerve, between the gut and the brain. And so then we see people who have genetic predispositions to depression, to anxiety and panic disorders, to insomnia, to sleep issues, just to name a few. After 2 minutes of exposure to the cell phone, these things will be activated. So even, and I wanted to mention what I just previously did about the speakerphone and at a distance, because even at a distance, these physiological changes in the body between the blood-brain barrier will start to happen. That's literally just one side effect out of the thousands that there are. So I wanted to mention that one because most people think, hey, if it's at a distance, and I thought this at a time as well, then I'm more protected. And it's actually not 100% true. Let's see. There's a lot I can say on cell phone etiquette and that sort of thing. And I'll just briefly mention these here because your phone is literally giving off radiation all the time. Please, it like literally drives me batshit insane if I see somebody set their cell phone on a piece of food, like or near their food, or here's the even worse, like on top of their water, or right next to their water, or put their water right next to the Wi-Fi router or their cell phone. You have just radiated your food and water. It's like, please don't do that. Please be like really cognizant if you have your cell phone on or the Wi-Fi router or whatever it is, etc. Keep your food and your water, your pets, your kids away from these things. So the other side effect that I'm going to mention before I teach you some safe practices here is, and this is also a less commonly known one, but a very prominent and real one, is the effect that cell phones have on metabolic health. And I really wanted to bring this one in to kind of add to the info that I previously shared about type 2 diabetes. I think it was literally the last episode, and where I talked about root causes of type 2 diabetes, causes, prevention, etc. And so if you've listened to that episode, awesome. And I want you to add this in as well, because after only 10 minutes of exposure to a cell phone, literally glucose concentrations in the blood rise dramatically. And there have been studies performed on bees and on humans around this effect. So literally, maybe you eat an awesome diet, maybe you've gone carnivore or low carb, or, you know, all the diets that are supposed to support blood sugar regulation and metabolic health, and still you're like, crap, it hasn't done anything for me. Check your cell phone use, one. Check your genetic predisposition by using homeopathy, too. So, you know, we have to bring this into consideration. And why does this happen? Again, I want to give you a little bit of the physiological background so you can be like, okay, but Heather, why? And just briefly and in a nutshell, cell phone man-made radiation, it starves our cells, our mitochondria of oxygen. And they become oxygen starved. They become hypoxic. And this drives stress. This drives a stress response in the body. And one of which of this a stress response, one stress response is an increase in blood glucose levels. So anyone struggling with blood sugar issues, diet and exercise are nowhere near enough to rectify this issue. And I talked about this also in the last episode. But impaired glucose metabolism, it's well known. This effect is well known in radio wave sickness because it impairs oxygen levels in the mitochondria, specifically in cytochrome C oxidase. And I wanted to throw that in there for any of you mitochondrial nerds out there. But this is where the assault happens. In the mitochondria, CC oxidase, the oxygen, the cell becomes starved of oxygen, and this creates blood glucose issues, metabolic issues, hormonal issues. All right, let's get you some solutions, because I think I've talked a lot. Literally, I was like, okay, what are the side effects I should talk about? Because the list is, like I mentioned, hundreds and hundreds of pages long of the side effects of cell phone use and the effects on health. Solutions. I'm always solution oriented. I always believe there's a solution. I do. I truly believe that. And first, this is going to sound like a no-brainer, or like, okay, Heather, like that's an easy one, but literally get a landline. Use a landline phone to make your phone calls from. We have a landline at our house, and don't get a cordless one because that's going to be, it's wireless, right? Radiation. Just get a landline that's wired, that has a cord that you can't walk into the other room with. Literally, you're going to laugh, or maybe you will, but my landline cord is 50 feet long. So I can walk around my house or be at a different area in my house while being on my landline. I don't have to like be glued into one little tiny area. I can walk around. I'm sure they sell 100-foot long, you know, landline cords. My landline cord is 50 feet long. Literally. Get a landline. Easy. Done. Do it. No, your Wi-Fi cannot go through the landline. Hell no, you don't want that. You just want a landline. So that's number one. Okay. Number two, it's really important to understand the real effects that cell phone use has on your health and to then take further action. Okay, how can I reduce my use? Learn different ways to communicate. Boom. Number one, a landline, right? Keep your phone off. Keep your cell phone off as much as possible. And learn to hardwire your internet. I think I literally just did an episode on this. So you can go and listen to that episode to learn how to hardwire your internet. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Is it harder? Is it technically harder than getting Wi-Fi? Sure. But all it takes is some clear communication with your internet company and learning how to what Ethernet cord to buy, which you can get at Tech Wellness. It's easy. It's really easy. Then you can stay connected and you can communicate with others with the least amount of EMF exposure. Also, do not upgrade your phone. Keep the old ass version of the iPhone or whatever phone you have. If you have a cell phone, don't upgrade, downgrade if you can, and keep the oldest version possible. Get a flip phone if it makes you feel safe. Get a flip phone. Don't carry it on you as little as possible. Even if it's on airport, don't carry it on you. Of course, airport reduces your EMF exposure, but it does not remove all of the EMF exposure. So if you have to carry it on you, keep it in airport or turn it off and put it in a Faraday bag. And again, go to techwellness.com. They'll hook you up. Get a Faraday bag. I literally have no connections to Tech Wellness other than I just order all my stuff from them. They're reliable. Their stuff works really well. And I've literally been able to hardwire my entire house using their products. I like them. They're great. Now, I have a Mac desktop, which is very, very low EMF. It's hardwired. And so if I wanted to make a call through FaceTime or send a text through Messenger, I can. I can use my computer that's hardwired to do so without getting EMFs. Now, this is one reason that I recommend using, like, not that I'm like a supporter of Apple, because by all means, I'm not. But if you want to have communication with other people and be hardwired, you cannot do this through anything other than Apple at this time. With Apple, you can send texts, you can do FaceTime, you can do calls, and not that you even need that today, because you can do calls on any platform. Get Telegram and do your texting and calls on Telegram, and you can download that on your computer and hardwire in and talk to people that way. It literally just takes your brain for saying, okay, there are other ways and here they are and I'm going to do them. It's possible. Okay. Now, it's important to hardwire your computer because you need Ethernet. You need an Ethernet connection in order to hardwire your cell phone. So, I'm gonna teach you how to do that in just a second, but I also wanna say, I wanna put this in there, and I've talked about this way in the past, that if you can, if you're like, oh, I need a new computer, don't buy a laptop, get a desktop. Laptops have wireless capability. iPads, all those things have wireless capability. Anything that has wireless capability is going to have more EMFs than something that does not have wireless capability. That's why I use a desktop. So, hardwiring your cell phone. You're like, okay, let's get to it. This is a good step if you are still on the fence for getting rid of your cell phone. And honestly, I hardwire my cell phone 1 to 2 times a week. I keep it in airplane. I put it in a Faraday bag. I do all the things. And I hardwire the connection in using my Ethernet cord. Okay, so here you go. Step one, you listen to the podcast on how to hardwire your internet. You do that. You have it hardwired. You got the Ethernet connection. Okay, boom. Step two, go to Tech Wellness and get yourself an Ethernet adapter for your cell phone, because you hook the adapter into the Ethernet cord and then you can use your cell phone. Keep it in airport mode or it won't work. So you keep it in airport, you hook up your adapter to your cell phone, you plug in the Ethernet connection. You can do anything on that phone except for call or text. I know some people are like, what the F, Heather? But I want to send calls and texts. That's the point of my cell phone. That's why you have a landline, and that's why you get an Apple or a Mac or a desktop Mac so you can do texting. But you can literally say, hey, friend, husband, partner, download Telegram, and you can text each other that way on your cell phone. You just literally can't send text like you would on a regular phone, just a standard text. You can't do a standard call, right? But if you have something like even WhatsApp or Telegram or something like that, you can send text that way when your cell phone is hardwired. So I literally turn my cell phone on for about 3 minutes a couple times a week to post on Instagram because it's an important part of my work. It's an important part of my business. And this is an important way and a huge way that I get my info out to you all. And then I turn the thing off, literally just power it off, and I keep it in its Faraday and put it in the room furthest away from our bedroom. If you think this is extreme, read The Invisible Rainbow. If you think this is an extreme, read The Invisible Rainbow. And I'm also going to say, because this is really important, it drives me batshit insane when I go out to a grocery store or to a public place and everybody's on their cell phones. This, it drives me insane because nobody is taking into consideration the effect that that text you're sending or that picture, that selfie you're taking in the aisle holding a grapefruit and like smiling while you're on, in your Airbnb and like on your tourist trip. The radiation that you're exposing everybody to is a big deal, and it's real, and it's selfish. But people don't know this. And when people come over to our house and they visit, it's like, no, I'm like, I you can't have your cell phone on in the house. It's like it's real because of the health effects. Like ding, ding, ding. No, I don't want you like posting on Instagram. You can. And we have three little structures on our farm, on our property. Every single structure is hardwired for Ethernet, and every single structure has an adapter that people can plug their cell phones into and use it. So they don't have to expose everybody on the property, and not only humans, but pets, but to the wildlife, to the parsley that's growing in the garden over there and everything else, to the chickens. You better believe that everybody is going to be affected. And to we don't consider that when we turn our phone on and we're calling somebody in Whole Foods and I'm just trying to buy like some good cheese and meat and get the heck out of there or the co-op. But this is etiquette. You're literally blasting people with radiation and we haven't registered that this is not an okay practice, that this is harming other people. And that if you want to make a phone call to like go sit in your car and do it, or go, away from all the people and do it and send your text and take your selfie and so forth. So, obviously, I'm very passionate about this subject because I'm very sensitive to EMFs and as somebody who has had a brain injury. I feel like my sensitivity is like even a little exposure, I get some kind of side effect. And you don't know who you're standing next to in like Whole Foods or the co-op or at your farmer's market, and you're sending a text or trying to take a picture of something and what they're going through. Like maybe they have if people are want to wear a mask and they think that it's helping to not spread germs. And my favorite is people who are wearing masks and they're like have their cell phone up to their ear making a call. Whoa. I have no words for crap like that. It's like it makes me heated inside. Okay. So I hope this episode was helpful in just bringing some more awareness around the negative health effects of cell phones. How to use them in safer ways. There's not really a safe way to use cell phones, but there are safer ways. Airport mode, Faraday bag, Ethernet adapter. Boom. Landline. Okay. So I hope this helped bring more awareness. And I hope now when I see you all in a grocery store that you'll be like, there she is. Quick, put it on airport mode. No, but really that you can bring some awareness that when you are in public places that, believe me, there are other people besides me who are in those stores, who are out in public, who are sensitive to those things, who are cursing you under your breath if you're using your cell phone. Not only will you be healthier, but we all will be healthier as a result. See you next week.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about my approach to health, to see all of my creations in the kitchen and all of my Sunlight RX tips, you can follow me on the gram at sunlight_RX and subscribe to this podcast to access weekly episodes.